Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best Eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best Eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
This is another episode of Why Won't You Date Me? I'm Nicole Byer, and this is a podcast where I try to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will literally let you burp in my mouth, not say anything, and go on a second date with you, which is something I have done. My guest today has written for Girls and Love on Netflix. He's a writer. He's very funny. He's a friend. He's wearing striped pants and vintage Gucci shoes. Mm-hmm. He's drinking a bubble. Please welcome Jason Kim.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I feel like you're really far away from me.
Yes.
Emotionally and also physically.
Yes.
I yearn to be closer to you.
We are not apart emotionally. We are always together emotionally.
That is true. I take it back.
What is your tattoo of?
So this tattoo I got when I turned 30.
Yes.
With my best friend, Julia.
Yes.
And because I'm a stupid writer, uh-huh, I read this poem all the time, called In Celebration, mm-hmm, by Mark Strand. And I gave it to one of my friends and I said, will you read this and design me something? And whatever you design, I'll get it. So that's what I got. It's my little pencil box.
I love it. A little pencil box. Even though you don't write with pencils, you write with a computer.
I
don't
do.
Live in the fucking Stone Age.
I do. I'm sorry. It should be a really... Should I just get the Apple logo here?
Yes, please. Please get a tattoo of the Apple logo.
Just get the Apple logo over this.
Do you live here now?
No, I don't really know. I mean, I'm...
You're just like in transit.
So I've been here since March-ish, mm-hmm, writing on a show. And then I think I'm going to be here for another 4 months.
Just move here.
I know. I'm trying to resist it.
Why?
Because I really love New York.
Okay.
Because I like to be spit on. So that the universe can remind me of my place.
I like playing a game in New York in the summer where I go, is that spit or air conditioning?
It's probably spit.
Mm-hmm. Someone just spittling out of their window,
mm-hmm,
at me.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, you're not single. You're in a relationship.
I am.
You've been in one for 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years in August-ish.
Ooh. Yeah. That's nice. Did you meet through mutual friends? How did you meet?
We met through our friend Michael. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw a dinner party.
Oh.
And I for sure did not want to go to this dinner party because he wants to go to dinner parties. But then I went and I'm glad I did.
That's nice. So you met at this dinner party Was it during appetizers you were like, ooh, baby? Or did the entree was served and you said, yes, baby? Or was it dinner and you're like, that's sweet and he's sweet too?
Well, it was strange because I opened the door and I saw him holding a bushel of kale. It's very on the nose, mm-hmm. I know. And I kind of looked at him. I think I cocked my head sideways and kind of looked at him. And he did the same. And I had this very intense feeling when I saw this guy. Mm-hmm. And then I spent the rest of the night trying to ask him questions that would make me hate him. Like, do you love improv? Like, do you...
ask me questions. Ask me the questions you asked him.
Okay, so I asked him, are you a Republican?
No.
Do you love improv?
Yes.
Were you ever in a sketch comedy troupe?
Yes! This is me.
I mean, it's me too. I didn't want to...
No, it's so funny.
Yeah. But he answered all the questions correctly. And then mm-hmm. at the end of the night, I thought, oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I will probably never see this guy again. And then we started dating like a month later.
Who asked who out?
It was pretty mutual. Mm. He, I think... asked me out mm-hmm. Officially because he drove up 3.5 hours to come see me.
Oh my God.
When I was doing a play.
I
wrote a play. I wasn't in a play. Our first date was, I guess, a weekend away, sort of. Mm-hmm. It's very weird, but lovely. Yeah.
That's romantic. Like, but did that put... a falseness to the start of your relationship that you like had your first date in a whimsical way where like you were neither one was at home and it was kind of like a vacation?
I think maybe we are addicted to vacationing because mm-hmm. of that. I would say no, only because I think we try to be super level-headed about it. Mm-hmm. And that was a time in my life where I was like, oh, I think I need therapy 3 times a week.
Like, three, I think
I need so much therapy
a week.
Not actually, but I had just broken up with somebody mm-hmm. and I like went upstate to do this play and to do like a whole eat, pray, love situation. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to come up for 2 days and I said, okay, great. And then as he was coming up, I thought, oh, this is psychotic. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. So I texted him like, maybe we should take it a little slow. Mm-hmm. I know you're on your way up here. I know you've probably rented a Prius and welcome, but maybe this is a crazy idea. And he acknowledged that it was also maybe a crazy idea, which kind of let us both off the hook, I think.
Okay.
And then we had a great weekend together.
That's nice because I feel like it may have started as like kind of like a vacation, you know, destination first date. But then both of you were like, we are moving a little fast. And it was like, yes, we are. Let's continue to do so.
Yeah.
Because you both agreed to do this thing. And I think that's so nice that you were so honest up top.
We were trying to be radically honest, I think. But then the next time I saw him, I'm remembering now, was in Japan. So I saw him in upstate New York, and then the next time I saw him was in Japan because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah, so we were all supposed to go somewhere for your birthday.
Yes, we were supposed to go to Belize.
That's right. And what happened? You had to cancel because you were on the VMAs or something?
What a life. Yes.
Yeah, what a life. Right.
Yeah, I had to cancel to go co-host the VMAs with DJ Khaled.
Right. So you went to host the VMAs and I thought, what am I going to do about this ticket to Belize? Mm-hmm. And he was in Japan vacationing at the time and he had a week by himself.
Uh-huh.
And he said, why don't you come to Japan? And I thought, well, that's crazy. I can't because I'm that's crazy. And I can't because I'm going to my friend Nicole's birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. But then you couldn't go and I had a free ticket to Belize. And so I called the airline and I explained this crazy story. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I really kind of maybe want to go to Tokyo. on a date to see a guy, and they transfer the ticket over.
And you didn't have to pay any more?
I did. I did have to pay taxes and, like, transfer whatever, yada, yada. Uh-huh. But they were super nice about it.
I did this. I take full control and you ownership did. Of this relationship.
You did.
I am the ultimate matchmaker. I mean, that is... I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. And there was a reason why I had to cancel my trip to Belize to go host the VMAs. And it was for you to find love.
It was DJ Khaled who did this.
That was why. It was like DJ Khaled, me, Kim Peele, and Jay Pharoah. The five of us co-hosted the VMAs.
You were great. I watched you.
They kept making me say, this gives me life. I said it maybe 100 times. And ooh, baby, oh, those tweets pouring in of who is this woman? I hate her. Does she ever shut up? This woman is screaming too loud. I turned my TV on mute. I can still hear her. I was I was like, I'm so glad I canceled my trip to Belize hated by America.
We should go back to Belize. What are we doing?
Back to Belize? I haven't even been to Belize. I would love to go somewhere, but every time I schedule a trip, truly, like, I have to work. Maybe I should schedule a trip because I have nothing really coming up after July.
Should we go to Belize later today?
Let's go to Belize later today. Let's hop on a flight.
Great.
Delta.com. See what they got open. Let's go to Belize. Let's go somewhere. So you jumped from one relationship to another relationship. That wasn't the nicest way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just moved from one relationship to the next. Are you a serial monogamist?
Well, I wasn't for a really long time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a miracle that I survived 18 to 20 whatever in New York City.
Why? What were you doing?
I was doing everything in sight. No, I've never done cocaine.
Oh, it's fun. It is fun, except the last time I really went on a bender was in Tennessee, and I don't know what the fuck that shit was cut with, but it cut up my nose.
Really? I mean,
yes.
Do you? So, what do you like about cocaine?
Well, I like that it helps me focus a little bit, and I found out it's because I have ADD. So, like, if I do a normal amount that someone does to get high, focuses me and helps me think a little better and helps me organize my thoughts. So then I do twice the amount that a normal person would do. And then I'm like, I'm high, baby. My thoughts are organized and I'm going to tell you about them.
I think I would like it a little too much, maybe.
Fair.
The reason why I don't do cocaine is because I had a roommate in college who had a heart attack because of cocaine.
Oh, no.
And I remember just thinking when I was like 17 or 18, like, okay, don't do it. Don't do it.
Because they were like 17 or 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they fat?
Not really. Why? Does that have anything to do with?
Yeah, man. Fat people have heart attacks, I think, easier on drugs.
I think he was also on a bunch of acid, maybe?
Yes, bitch. Live your best life before your heart gives out.
And also on Molly, I'm not quite sure.
Yes, girl. Feelings.
He was feeling all the feelings, but it kind of freaked me out.
Yes. Well, I'm sure it freaked him out, and that's why he had a heart attack, because that means he was, like, tripping, feeling himself, thinking thoughts.
Yeah.
And then his heart was like, bitch, go to sleep.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
He kept doing it after, which, I mean, God bless.
I mean,
I think he lives
live
in
your
Thailand
best life.
Now. Yeah.
If drugs are what you like, then drugs, I guess you got to do. That's bad advice. Listeners, don't do drugs.
We're not advocating for drug use.
You can handle it. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So you're a gay man.
Uh-huh.
When did you come
how
out
did
as...
you know? How can you tell?
Because you're my friend and I know. When did you come out as a gay man?
I came out... Well, there wasn't like a press release.
No?
But I...
There wasn't a Deadline article?
But I came out like towards the end of high school to my friends and then to my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents... I wouldn't say that they weren't cool with it, but I think they just didn't hear me, really. And then I spent like the next 10 years being like, oh my God, nobody accepts me. My family hates me. This is terrible. And then I had this crazy conversation with my dad where he was like, I don't give a shit. What are you talking about? I never gave a shit. So I guess maybe I was in like self-imposed gay prison for 10 years.
That's, I mean, not funny, but very funny.
It's pretty funny.
That you yourself decided that the world had rejected you. And everyone was like, no, Jason, we're okay with it. No, Jason, it's absolutely, Jason, we're all fine with it. And you're like, you all hate me.
Yeah, that's basically what I, yeah, that's my special power.
Have you ever been on an app?
Like in general, like on Google Maps or a dating?
Fuck you. Jason Kim, fuck you. No, dating apps like Tinder or Bumble or Grindr or Scruff Adam for Adam.
I was on Adam for Adam in college. That was a, wow, you just took me back. Did that exist in college?
Yeah, yes. It's an old one.
Yes.
It's like a throwback.
Is there an app for Adam for Adam, or did Grindr just replace
that? I think
that?
Grindr may have replaced it, but I think maybe Adam for Adam is still online. I'm going to go to the app store right now and see if Adam for Adam still exists.
The thing that I remember about Adam for Adam is that it looked like the website was made by MS-DOS. Like, it looked so...
Well, I'll tell you something. So Adam for Adam does still exist. It has 2.5 stars. Grindr has taken over, even though it has 2 stars. And then there's Gay Chat, Scruff, G-Hunt, Daddy Hunt.
Oh, what's G-Hunt?
G-Hunt, I think, is just like Gay Hunt. Surge. VGL, I don't know what that is. Just Men. More Grindr.
Oh, wow.
And then Growler, Grizzly, Anti-Land. There's so many. Romeo, Jacked, Grrr. This one is just Grrr, G-R-R-R. Bro Dates, Chappy, Guy Spy. There's so many. Are there this many for women? Oh, but then they have the Holy Bible. That's an app after all gay ones.
Great.
That's pretty shady,
That's
Apple.
Pretty shady, yeah.
That is so shady. That you're just like, I don't know which app to choose. You know what? Maybe I'll read the Bible.
I have been on so many of my friends' dating apps for them. And then I think I had Tinder for like 24 hours. And then I got super stressed out. But I have never been on a dating app for an extended period of time. Because every time I have been on one, I just like start calculating all the horrible things about myself and about everything else.
So wait. So you think about yourself being bad and not the bad people on these apps?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I live in my own crazy prison of a mind. And so...
But you did put yourself in gay prison when everyone was accepting you.
Yeah. So I'm, like, constantly making a list of, like, oh, right. Like, here are the horrible things about me. And for some reason, Tinder, Grindr, like, all those apps just, like, magnify that by a million or something.
I'm not having a good time on the apps lately.
You're not?
No, I'm swiping and I'm seeing a lot of ugly men and I'm not like seeing anyone, like some, like for a while I could look and be like, okay, this face, I could fuck this face. I could look at this face multiple times a day. And then I'm like, can I say his name in bed? Like, I need a name that, like, I feel okay being like, yes, Raul, but, like, Spencer, like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? So then, like, that's another thing that goes into it. I don't know. Jason, you've known me for a while. Why do you think I'm single?
I don't know. I feel like you deserve everything that you want, truly, and I hope you get it. It's on your own terms.
Yeah,
really,
but like,
truly.
When you first met me, so our first meeting, I remember it like it was yesterday. We met on a beach.
We did.
Our mutual friend Langan brought me to a beach, and I was in a phase where, or not a phase, I was at the end of hating my body and at the end of hating being in a bathing suit. So I went reluctantly to the beach, and you were there, and you were sitting on a blanket, and you looked up and you went, "Do you like Beyonce?"
Oh, God.
And I was like, I do. I do genuinely love Beyonce. And then Langan and your friend went swimming. And then we just talked about Beyonce for a while. And I was like, I like him. He's fun.
And then we went to go get tacos.
Yes.
Because we were like, fuck the beach. Place. Yes, it was bad.
It was a gross, dumpy fucking taco place, I think, in Newport Beach.
Uh-huh.
But Newport Beach is very, very beautiful.
It is very beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you met me right before a turn in my life where I was like, the body I have is the body I have, and fuck everything else.
How did that turn happen?
I woke up one day, and I literally was like, you like swimming. You love swimming. You've always loved swimming. And you're not doing it because you think that people are going to be upset when they see your body. And then I was like, well, if someone sees my body and then has to like say something nasty to me, that means my body affected them and my body is powerful and that they had to stop their day to say something when I never thought about them. And then maybe I'll think about them saying something about my body later, but I'll just be like, I'm only thinking about them because they thought about me first. I would have never thought about them. Also, swimsuit or no swimsuit, people still know I'm fat. It's not like clothes make you invisible. If anything, they just shelter the fat. I don't know. Like, it was just a day I woke up and was like, what am I doing? I'm covering myself up for other people. I barely give a fuck about anybody else. So why am I catering to them and not just living? Yeah, and then from that day on, I said, I was already wearing whatever I wanted, but I was like, I wear bathing suits and I don't care anymore.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
No, it really is. It
took a long time.
Do you want to be my therapist?
Yes. Okay.
Are you available issues. 3 times a week?
I'm available 3 times a week, but only for 2 minutes a day. Also, I wear a lot of like tight things and I wear whatever I want. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why does it stop with swimwear? Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, maybe I'm too real for the gentlemen of the world.
Maybe you are, but maybe, well, why do you think that you're single? Do you want to be single?
We have to take a break. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
But now we're back. I think about it a lot because I host a podcast where I have to talk about it a lot. I do think that I am a specific type of person. I'm fat. I'm black. I got tiny titties, a fat ass. If you look at my Instagram feed, my body is all up on it, cellulite and everything. I'm loud. I'm opinionated. And I think you have to be okay with all of that.
You just listed all the things that I love about you, truly.
Well, gay men and women don't seem to understand why I'm single. And they're like, I think you're a catch, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I think what women like in men is the characteristics I have. Like, women who date like a fat fucking dumpster of a man who's a funny stand-up. It's like, why are you with this ugly fucking man? Oh, because he's funny and he's loud and he's opinionated. And you like that. He makes mm-hmm. you laugh. Mm-hmm. And as of recent, I've discovered that men don't find a spark with me. So maybe it's because I remind them of their male friend just with titties and a puss. I don't know. I don't know. And I do this podcast. I don't know why one of my female listener hasn't reached out to one of their male friends or a female friend. Doesn't fucking matter. I've been like, this girl's great. I listen to her podcast, slide into her DMs.
Have you ever received a good answer to that question?
What?
Why do you think I'm single?
The only good answer I've gotten is I put up walls and I'm performative.
Interesting. Do you feel like you do that?
Yes. I do think, you know, because I got that dead daddy and that dead mommy. I think
I'm laughing, but it's so sad.
Yeah, but that's how I know you're a true friend. Anyone who laughs at it, I'm like, yeah, you get it. But I know that I went through a phase where I was very much into one night stands and didn't want a relationship because I was like, it'll just go away. Mm-hmm. People in my life tend to go away. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of like setting something up for long term if it's just going to disappear? And then through therapy, I have, you know, worked on being more vulnerable, and I've worked on trying to let people in and to not be as performative. Like, it's okay to be like on and ha ha ha, mm-hmm. we're having fun, as long as I do take a step back and go, hey, but also like what you just said really made me upset and we should talk about that.
Yeah.
And not like gloss over and be like, tee hee hee, I'll make a joke about it. So it's, I guess I am, as I'm happy with my body, I'm trying to get happy with my personality, because it is a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I do perform. So yeah,
it's
and
so
also I'm like mentally ill. I'm like a crazy person.
Who's not?
I have ADD.
We're all ill.
My therapist thinks I'm bipolar, but I won't take my medicine, which is a thing about being bipolar, because you're like, I'm an upswing. I'm not taking my medicine. So I have it at my house. I just don't want to take it. I don't.
It's. Have you ever taken it?
I won't.
You won't.
But it's in my house.
That.
So I made
I
the step to get it.
So you picked it up from CVS.
I picked it up from CVS. They keep telling me I need to refill my prescription, but I haven't even taken the first prescription. I don't want to start taking it when I'm working in case it does.
Yeah, I get it.
Do something. And then it like makes you lethargic. That's one of those side effects. But then I take ADHD medication to help me stay awake because I sleep so it's like a whole
cycle
thing. And I'm like, I don't want to be on like a cocktail of medication.
Yeah. I was there when I was younger. I was on antidepressants for like a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then I had crazy physical side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am a huge advocate for medication, actually, if it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like I was going to shit my pants all the time.
Oh, so, no.
And I was, like, sweating all the time. Ooh. And I had, like, weird, you know, like, I couldn't sleep and I was having crazy dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took me a long time to get weaned off. But now I'm thinking about taking them again, maybe.
Really?
I am. Yeah.
Mm.
Because so what you were saying about the whole death aftermath of, you know, thinking, am I ever going to connect with somebody mm-hmm. again? Is it worth connecting with someone if they're going to die? I sort of have been in that phase, I think, for a couple of months because my grandmother died.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel a little, should I do this? Should I not do mm-hmm. this? You know, I'm sort of questioning.
I mean,
the pill.
I like the medicine I'm on because it also treats binge eating. And it seems as if nobody wants to actually study why people binge eat. Like, there's just, like, a couple pills that you could take, but, like, nobody is like, why does one brain do it and another brain not do it? So it's been helpful with that because it helps me recognize, like, oh, you're just eating out of boredom, or you're eating because you don't know how to complete other tasks. So it just helps me compartmentalize and stuff. And then I was like, but what if I take this bipolar medicine and then it makes me eat like a little savage? And it's like, I don't want it. And then
I know, it's a lot. But it's so funny to hear you say that you feel like you put up walls, because when I think about you, I think of how vulnerable you've been in our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love you so much.
Well, the people like I hold near and dear, I feel like I am more vulnerable with them. And Langan, I'm super vulnerable with because I feel like she's vulnerable with me.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was just you were Langan's friend first. So I was like, oh, I guess I talk to you the same way I talk to Langan. Because you're an extension of Langan.
Well, also, we love crying. I love crying.
I do like to cry sometimes. I cried on a podcast talking about bathing suits.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh, it took me so long to get to a place where I could put on a bikini. But I think I needed to get that out. Also, I think I get nervous around men who I actually like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I'm like, oh, no, what if I say something and that's the thing that turns you off?
Yeah.
What if my personality is a little too much for you and then you go away? And then ghosting, I really hate. Like, I hate when people ghost. Mm-hmm. Because then then it's all on me to be like, well, why? Why did you do this? I don't know. I'm like, maybe I need to be set up with a friend of a friend. But then it's like, what if that goes badly? And then I'm like, you sent me out with that bad man. I don't know. Want to look at my Tinder profile?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you would like to follow along, you can go to Facebook. My profile is Nicole Byer Comedy, and in my photo albums, it says Tinder. Or maybe it says, why won't you date me? Guess what? I'll fucking know. But it's there. So Jason, tell them what tell our listeners what you're seeing.
All right. So here's a side-by-side photo of you and... who is this? Is this an Instagram model?
No, it's Kim fucking Kardashian.
Let me do a zoom. Oh, wow. Yes. So Kim Kardashian is eating what looks like a bowl of noodles, mm-hmm. naked.
Mm-hmm. Noodles.
Noodles. And her hand with the emoji, with the noodle emoji. Mm-hmm. And her hands are sort of expertly placed so that you're not seeing her nipples. And you have a photo of yourself doing the exact same thing. with better hair, I have to say.
Ah, thank you.
But you look amazing.
Thank you.
Do I swipe now?
Yes.
And then the second photo is you at a bar mm-hmm. or a restaurant mm-hmm. holding a a golden pineapple cup. Mm-hmm. And the bottom portion has what looks like a cocktail.
Yeah.
And then the top portion, which I think functions as a lid, is on your head like a little tiara.
Mm-hmm.
And your makeup looks amazing.
Thank you.
And I think you're wearing your nose ring, which I love, mm-hmm. which I've never seen you wear, actually.
I'm wearing it now.
Oh, you are?
Nobody ever notices when I've got this little dude in. The hoop, though, people are like, this hoop is out to play.
The hoop is great. The hoop is out to play. And then in the next photo, you are at an office? Are you in an office?
I'm at some school doing a show. This is with the Barbie Jeep.
Yeah.
So I'm at a school doing a show, and that's my green room. My green room was some...
It is?
Yes.
Why do you have a Barbie Jeep?
Because it was like a storage closet, and I got ready in a storage closet.
Oh, man.
The road life, I gotta say, is a glamorous life.
So far, the journey is, I love noodles, I love pineapples, and I love Jeeps. So I don't know why you ever have any issues in life.
I don't know either.
Those are three great things. And you're crouching in this photo. You have a lot of attitude, which I love. Mm-hmm. And you are giving me amazing face, as
Serving
per usual.
Face.
And you're wearing Converse and a very cute top. And maybe overalls?
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. an overall dress. Mm-hmm. I'll never grow up.
And then the next photo. Oh, this is I've seen this before. This is you. Where are you in this? Are you outside?
No, I'm in a sex store. Is this holding the dildo?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dildo looks so huge.
It is enormous. That's why I took the picture with it.
Like it's like a wet baguette. It is.
A wet baguette!
It is girthy.
Yes.
And long.
Yes.
And you have put some great emojis on it to make it look like a face. And it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of and you have an acute top, and you're making a what appears to me as a I'm probably going to buy this giant dildo face.
I'm going to buy this dildo, and you're never gonna know where I'm gonna put it.
Let me ask you something. I mean, do you want something this size?
No, who does?
Right? I mean, so who buys this?
I don't know. There was like three there, so people, I guess, are buying them. I also have several giant ones in my car.
For just in case there's
just
a war
in case or there's traffic on the 405, I pop into my car, shove one inside me, come real quick, throw it back in there. No, I did it for this like photo shoot thing that didn't work out, but you can't return dildos.
This is like the length of your torso. Like this must be like, it looks like it's giant.
It's very big.
So far we have, I love noodles. I love pineapple drinks. I love Barbie Jeeps. And I love dildos the size of Barbie Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next photo is you climbing an empty bookshelf in a onesie.
Yes.
And your behind is prominently featured.
Yes, serving it that body
looks
yaddy
great.
Yaddy. Thank you.
And you're sort of making this, am I going to be able to climb this bookshelf face? And you have an open bag of things.
Oh, that's so wild that you noticed that.
Yeah. I don't, what's in there?
That's also a dressing room.
Oh, it is.
So that's my my bag of shit. I think the running theme is I'm working and they're not putting me in glamorous places.
Yes. Oh, my God. And this photo is so cute. It's you wearing amazing glasses and a beautiful yellow top with your dog.
Yes, those glasses sadly are they're broken.
In the photo?
No,
you broke
them. In real life, they broke.
So sorry, Nicole.
Yeah, I'm like really upset, but they were $5 and I might be able to find them again.
But I feel like you have really good glasses game.
Thank you. These are my puppy Lissmans. You better believe they're called Liskinny. They're the dumbest. I love them so much.
So you have an object or you're prominently featured next to an object in every single one of these photos.
I want people to know that I don't come alone. I come with accessories.
You come with an empty bookshelf and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last photo is you wearing, you don't have anything in this photo except for glasses and your cute nose ring. And this is you sort of at your, I don't know, quote unquote normal, looking at the camera.
Just serving a simple
face.
Selfie.
Yes.
With some long flowing 32 inches of hair, which I have on today, but it is naughty. Yeah. I do not brush it today.
And your profile says, I guess the wildest fact about me is eating cake pays my mortgage, which I love.
One person has asked me what that means.
Really?
No.
I feel like it's so, what I like about it is that it's so layered.
Mm-hmm. Layered like a cake.
Yes, ma'am. Why hasn't people? I'm sorry, I'm foreign.
Wait, you're foreign?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seoul.
Wait, were you born there?
Yeah.
Did I not know this?
You did.
Did I?
I think so.
Maybe
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I lived there till I was 11.
Oh, I did know this.
You did
yes.
know this. Yes.
Oh, yes, because you have an American name now. What is your government name?
My government is June.
June?
It's not that hard.
Your teacher couldn't say June?
Yeah, it's not that hard. But she forced me to pick a new name. Which I didn't quite understand what was going on at the time.
She gave you a slave name.
Well, I named myself because she asked me.
So she said, I can't say June. What would you like to be called?
Yeah, or that's my understanding of the situation because I didn't speak any English at the time.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that cool?
That's insane.
But my the only two names I knew were Aladdin from the movie.
I wish I was speaking to Aladdin Kim right now. Oh, my God. And then Jason from the Power Rangers?
From the Power Rangers. Yes, ma'am.
That is So adorably sad.
Can you believe I named myself after the fucking Red Ranger?
It's really funny.
Isn't that
I can't
so
believe the
sad?
Teacher said she wouldn't say June.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really dark.
So did you come home and say, I'm Jason now?
Uh-huh.
And your mom was like, okay.
My mom, I think, was a little like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Do you know what the Red Ranger is up to now?
I think he's like a Marine.
I think he's in porn.
Oh, these are two different schools of thought.
I don't know why I think that, but okay.
Well, I'm going to Google it. Jason the
Maybe
Red Ranger.
Maybe that's just wishful thinking, but.
Let's see. Okay. This is not. Jason the Red. Okay. I found him.
Uh-huh.
His name is Jason Lee Scott.
Oh, his name is also Jason.
Yes.
So his name is Jason on the show, yes. And the actor's name is Jason.
Yes.
Got it.
He's really cute. Okay. So his real name is Jason. It's Jason Granger.
What?
And he's professionally known as Austin St. John.
Okay, so his real name, his government is Jason.
But he goes by Austin.
And
so
then
it's a June Jason situation.
And then he played a character named Jason.
Yes. And cool. It doesn't... Oh, so he was in the military, and it doesn't say anything that he's doing now.
So did I just invent this porn thing in my head?
I think.
Oh, wow.
He's not doing... He was like at Comic-Con... I think he's still talking about Power Rangers.
How old is he now, Austin Jason?
This is hard for me. Okay, hold on. I think he's 40-something.
Oh, wow. Do you know that Celine Dion was like 27 or 28 when she recorded My Heart Will Go On? I just found
really?
That out, and I wanted to jump off a cliff. Yeah.
I have not done my masterpiece yet.
But in your brain, like, didn't she feel like
she was in her 40s?
Yes.
Yes. She's a very old soul.
Yes.
I love Celine Dion.
Oh, I love Celine Dion.
And I was in Sacramento doing shows. And before every show, I would listen to Celine Dion and had the worst shows of my life. So now, anytime a Celine Dion song comes on before a show, I have to change it. And it really upsets me because
wow.
I love Celine Dion.
What can you listen to her when you're not touring?
Yes, but it still get haunted by
yeah.
that awful weekend I had.
I get it. What was the song?
Oh, I was listening to Celine Dion Essentials,
of
baby.
Of course, yes, of course.
You better believe My Heart Will Go On all by myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Taking Chances is a great song.
It's a great anthem.
I love
it's a great
taking chances. What do you say? New Day Has Come is great. It's all coming back to me. And That's the Way It Is, The Power of Love, Because You Loved Me.
She
Alone, all of it. The Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Have you heard this one?
Yes.
Ooh. We probably can't play that, right? Because it's copywritten. Oh, well.
I just saw her in Vegas, and it was...
I'm so jealous.
...life-changing.
Was she incredible? Did she sing live?
Well, I think so. The show was, I would say, two parts talking, one part singing.
Hello, thank you for coming. It is me,
yeah.
Celine.
And it was everything that you would ever want from a Celine Dion show.
She did all the hits.
She did all the hits. She kept teasing My Heart Will Go On. Like, she'd come on stage and she'd be like, oh, I'm going to perform a number from this very famous movie. And then she'd sing, you know, like the song from her movie with, I don't know, from Deadpool.
That Deadpool song isn't bad.
And you're like, what? And then she'd come back and she'd be like, oh my God, okay, now I'm going to finally sing you this song from a famous movie. And then she'd sing Beauty and the Beast. She did this for like 2.5 hours.
What a cock tease. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it. I'm here mm-hmm. for Celine Dion leading me on, misdirecting me. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just like Celine Dion.
I love her. I mean, what's not to love?
She's like a style icon.
Yeah. She's Canadian.
She's French Canadian, which is a weird Canadian. I'm going to Montreal soon, I have been in Montreal. I don't know when this airs. You know, I can't wait to meet all those French Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, do you have any advice for me on how to get a man?
Oh, God. Well, I feel like I'm in no position to give advice, so I'm the worst person to ask.
Well, you have a man. So I have to go to a dinner party?
No, my advice is to not go to any dinner parties.
Have you seen the movie The Invitation?
Have I what?
Have you ever seen the movie The Invitation?
No.
It's about a dinner party and you need to see it.
Why? What happened?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Is it a
horror
movie?
Weird shit happens. And this black woman stays to the end. And I was like, that is fiction. She would have been gone within the first 5 minutes of this weird shit dropping.
Does anybody actually like dinner parties? No.
I don't know. My roommate's always trying to have them, but we don't have a table.
So where are you going to eat?
So, like, I guess he just wants people to, like, stand in the fucking dining room and talk. I don't know. I need to furnish my house.
I think your house is just beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't know what my advice is. I would, I feel like as a person who also puts up walls, and has been putting up walls his entire life for many, many years, including in many previous relationships and flings and whatever. The thing that I'm trying to maybe do differently now is to recognize when I do that, but also I'm really bad at it. So I'll be like 3 hours deep into like deep turtling.
Turtling?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'd call it. I just like go in a...
Oh, like being a hermit.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't me like doing butt stuff.
That's what I thought. I was like, wait, is that butt sex? Or like, are you talking pooping?
I'm sorry I said turtling. Like, you should know what it is.
It's fine. I get it. Turtling.
Yeah, it's just hard, man. But I really do believe that you deserve nothing but the greatest.
Thank you. Here's a question, Jason June. Would you date me?
Of course I would. Are we kind of dating already?
Kind of. I think we'd be good together. I think you would chill me out, and I think I would make you do a lot of things that you don't want to do.
That's probably true.
Which is kind of what our friendship is. I'm like, let's do this! True.
Yes, except for the one time I think I made you eat an oyster.
That was honestly the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, I think you called it a slimy dick. And it almost ruined oysters for me, I have to say.
Oysters are fucking disgusting. I think they're gross. I don't think anybody should eat them. I just don't.
There's a video of you somewhere in my phone eating an oyster.
Going, and then we got ice cream after.
Yeah, we did.
I was like, I need something delicious. You will take me to ice cream.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
We went and had salt and straw, which is fine.
I'm very happy about your Ample Hills. I really am.
I love Ample Hills. Yeah. And they were so nice. They reached out. I can't wait till they open in LA. I'm going to be their spokesperson. They're not going to pay me. And I'm going to only talk about Ample Hills Creamery. If you're in New York, go to Ample Hills Creamery. They're not paying me to do this. I just genuinely like their ice cream.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so good. Get the ooey gooey butter cake.
Yes, ma'am.
With a piece of ooey gooey butter cake. Ask them to heat it up a little bit. Get some whipped cream on it. Maybe a drizzle of caramel. Not too much. You don't want to overpower
just
the ooey gooey. Go to town. And then also eat a bunch of samples. They're all going to be good. Jason, we have to wrap this up. Is there anything you want to promote?
No, I don't think so.
You can rewatch Girls on HBO. Jason wrote for Girls and also is in an episode of Girls where Hannah goes to Wright. She goes to school upstate
or something. To Iowa.
And you are in that class.
I am. Yeah.
And you're funny.
Thanks.
So do that. Take some time. Watch that singular episode.
Yeah, please get me 10 cents in residuals.
Okay, if you liked Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe on the iTunes and leave a 5-star rating. And if you leave me a nasty little review, I will read it out loud. Chels Gell said, I wish I was a man. So you can use my balls to blend out your highlight. Nicole, you are the best. Thanks, Chels Gels. I like it so much. Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best Eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best Eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.